Are you a band or musician located in Vancouver or the Lower Mainland? We're now accepting entries for Shindig 2008. All styles are welcome, whether you're a solo country artist or a 10-piece punk band.
You'll need to send us a minimum 3-song demo of original material, plus your contact information. Put everything in an envelope. Mail it or drop it off before August 8th to Shindig 2008, CITR Radio, number 233/6138, Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1, Canada.
We also love web-based submissions, such as ones via MySpace or electronic press kits. Please email shindig.08@gmail.com.
You know, as much as I hate to brag about Shindig, I must say tonight we got a Shindig for you that is so far in, it's out of sight.
I'm Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The following program contains songs with coarse language, or at least, the very least, the first song you're about to hear, which is made up from at least 20 songs. Listener discretion is advised, but break out your dance moves as a precaution regardless. You have been warned.
Play your part, Jones.
My bitch a choosing lover. Never fuck without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser. Drive a compressor. Top notch hoes get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck with $40 in the club. Fucking up the game, bitch, it gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. A thousand a popper pulling Bentleys off the lot. Smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some hoes wanna choose, but them bitches too scary. Your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Put the that boy brains on the gate. Hey, pick him up, fuck him, let him lay. Where I'm from, we see a fucking dead body every day. That's uptown, throwing that at him. Make a song about me, I'm throwing shots back at him. My bitch, I'm a pipe, she like a crack addict. And she saw me cooking eggs, she thought I was back at it. I grab my keys, ho, I gotta go. Got my motorcycle jacket and my motorcycle low.
Mark Ronson, along with Stanso Gold, with their take on the Jam song Pretty Green, which you can find on last year's album Version. Ronson, the New York English producer, chose a series of covers for singers like Amy Winehouse and Lily Allen. Stanso Gold's debut album came out this spring, and she has a single out now with Diplo. And before Ronson, we had Girl Talk with the opening track to Feed the Animals called Play Your Part, Part 1. And in just under 5 minutes of that song, Greg Gillis mixed over 20 songs, including bits from Roy Orbison, Twisted Sister, Ludacris, Edwin Starr, Wheezy, and Jay-Z. Feed the Animals will come out as a physical album in September, though you can pay what you like through Illegal's Arts website. And for those of you who read the Globe and Mail today, there's an opinion piece talking about copyright laws in Canada as they're being changed. And of course, with the laws that are being proposed right now, something like Girl Talk's album would not exist. So that's something that should be fought. You are bravely listening to Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM and cable in Vancouver, www.citr.ca for those of you on the web. Broadcast within the protective barrier of the Pacific Spirit Regional Park, the Fraser River, and the Georgia Strait from the Student Union Building on the campus of the University of British Columbia. My name is GAC, and you can call me here at the studio at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegac@gmail.com. Tonight, our soundtrack feature will be on Marvin Gaye's score to the 1972 film Trouble Man. First off, a duel of sorts, as two acts with identical names represent. The Baseball Furies were one of the street gangs from the movie The Warriors, and their distinctive appearance set them apart from the other gangs with their baseball uniforms and their Kiss-like face paint. We'll end up with the Buffalo, New York punk version, but we'll start off with the British DJ team called The Baseball Furies, who remix a track by the Red Organ Serpent Sound from a 2006 10-inch called Autobahn. That was the other Baseball Furies from Buffalo, though they later moved on to Chicago. That was Tokyo Under Siege from their 1998 album, Sounds of Mayhem. Here's another act with a name that's been used before. There's been a Melbourne New Wave trio and a folky German duo with the name The Vivian Girls. But here's the latest incarnation, a Brooklyn girl band who have a couple 7 inches to their name and a self-titled album due soon through In the Red Records. Here are The Vivian Girls with Where Do You Run To on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. King Kong and the Shrines with Welfare Bread. The Montreal via Berlin Ensemble played a riotous show at the Red Room last month in support of their compilation album, The Supreme Genius Of, which came out recently through Vice Records. Here's another Canadian act from my hometown of Thunder Bay, land of Persians, shags, racing burning cars, and saunas for all the Finns there. Adam and the Amethysts are based in Montreal, but as part of their debut album, Amethyst Amulet, here's a song about a few of the parks in that lakehead town of mine. Adam and the Amethysts with Waverly, Vickers, Trowbridge, Centennial on Radio Free GAC.
Sickness inflicted with tetanus. Oh, you didn't see it, but it happened. Sealed with a Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM presents the Stanley Park Singing Exhibition, a two-day musical extravaganza with a focus on the art of song singing. Sunday, August 31st features Nico Case, Andrew Bird, Destroyer, Deerhoof, The Evaporators, while Monday, September the 1st features The New Pornographers, Black Mountain, Stevie Jackson of Bell and Sebastian, The 1900s, and Biscuit. Both shows are at the Malcolm Bowl in Stanley Park. Doors at 3:30 p.m. Advanced tickets are on sale now at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, High Life Records, and all Ticketmaster locations. Brought to you by Sealed with Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
This is Lonnie Bristle. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you. you want.
Pixel Tan with Get Up, Say What, which came out as a single through DFA Records in 2004. And Pixel Tan are a noise rock electronic trio from Brooklyn with only another 12-inch to their name at this point, which is a perfect fit for tonight's feature on Radio Free Gak, and it was released through Trouble Man Records. I'm Gak. It's about 8:15. The station you're listening to is CITR, heard on 101.9 FM and cable, online through streams at www.citr.ca. Let's get a little ambient here, but we'll stick with Brooklyn for this first song. Tan Lines are a duo formed for members from Brothers and Professor Murder. I found this track through the great blog called 20 Jazz Funk Greats, itself named after the even mightier Throbbing Gristle. And why haven't I played them yet? And all I know from their MySpace page is that, they're opening for a couple shows in New York right now. Here are Tan Lines with New Flowers on CITR Vancouver. We'll be right back. From Hamilton, Ontario, that's Junior Boys with When No One Cares. Junior Boys are Jeremy Greenspan and Mark Didymus, and they're signed to Domino Recordings. Their work segues brilliantly into this next set, which features David Byrne and Brian Eno, both legendary musicians and producers who've collaborated frequently during the golden days of the Talking Heads, though not much until this past year. Their only album together thus far was the prescient funk of My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, which came out in 1981, which featured a lot of static sounds with found recordings of broadcasts and other overheard conversations. In 2006, they met up again to celebrate the 20th anniversary of My Life in the Bush of Ghosts with a re-release and a couple remixes. Eno idly mentioned the fact that he had some instrumental songs that needed lyrics, and Byrne offered to provide words, although over time their roles blurred as they finalized the songs. Well, here's something from their 1981 album shortly, but first, from their new album, Everything That Happens Will Happen Today, due tomorrow from a special website, although you can stream it right now. Here's the first single, which Byrne and Eno posted earlier this month, Strange Overtones on CITR Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. I'm
from My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. That was Mea Culpa by David Byrne and Brian Eno, circa 1981. And before that, we heard the 2008 version of Byrne and Eno, and that song was Strange Overtones from their new album, Everything That Happens Will Happen Today. David Byrne, when not scoring the HBO series Big Love, is set to tour in support of Everything That Happens, although without Brian Eno for some reason. The closest cities to Vancouver currently listed on the tour page are San Francisco and Denver in September and October. But word is that more tour dates are forthcoming, so here's hoping. Meanwhile, here are some confirmed concerts in our terminal city. On Wednesday, Animal Names and Secret Mommy, No Gold, and Hermetic are at the Media Club. On Saturday, Twin Crystals, Shearing Pinks, and Adjective are at the Cobalt. On August 27th, Jizza is playing a sold-out show at Richards. And the next night, on the 28th, the Walkmen are there with Man Man. On August 30th, Sondra Lecce is at St. Jane's Home. And on August 31st, Chick 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 and Handsome Furs are at Richards on Richards. Battles will be at Richards on September 2nd. And on the 3rd, John Vanderslice is at the Media Club. On September 6th, if you haven't seen them before live, go see Mogwai at the Commodore. Next night after that, there's another sold-out show, and that's TV on the Radio. On the 9th of September, the Juan McLean will be at Richards. On September 11th, Digitalism will have a DJ set at Caprice. Then back to the Commodore we go. For September 13th, it's Spiritualized, and on the 16th, it's Goldfrapp. Alejandro Escovero is at the Biltmore on the 16th, and also as well, too, at Richards, Fleet Foxes will be playing. On the 17th, Conce Just the Sexy is at the Commodore. On September 25th, The Place to Bury Strangers and the CN Alice Group, along with Japan Droids, are the Biltmore. On September 26th, The Wedding Presents at the Media Club. And then, on September 30th, Mission of Burma's at the Plaza. I overheard from Barkeepus that AC/DC are rumored to be setting up their own tour plans after spending 8 weeks in town here recording their first studio album in 15 years, but that's all I know right now. Dirty Deeds and Dunder Cheap.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that? At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
You're listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. To warm ourselves up for our feature, here's a couple of soul tracks by Cats Named Charles. Charles Wright and the 103rd Watt Street Rhythm Band were an L.A. area rhythm and blues act that recorded in the late 60s. The bulk of their catalog is set for re-release, including their 1968 album, Together. From that album, here's 65 Bars and A Taste of Soul on CITR. Charles Bradley and the Bullets with This Ain't Love Ain't Big Enough for the Two of Us, which could be a call for polygamy, maybe. That song came out as a single through Daptone Records and also appears on a recent compilation through Daptone, home of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Which leads us to tonight's soundtrack feature, Marvin Gaye and his work on Trouble Man. This widely panned blaxploitation flick from 1972 starred Robert Hooks as Mr. T. Not the Mr. T, but, well, he predated him. Anyways, this T was a fix-it man trying to fix up his neighborhood, and he sort of worked between the cops and the dealers. Gaye's score sounds similar to his work on his breakout album the year before, What's Going On. And what we'll do is we'll start off with the main theme, and then we'll seg into T stands for trouble before listening to the trailer.
Thank you. He's street smart and steel hard. He's a healer, a fixer.
My name's T, baby.
Wears $600 suits, drives a $10,000 car, and he carries two guns, one to stop trouble and one to make trouble. He was born in the ghetto and raised in the streets. He's been a man since he was a kid, and Trouble is this man's name. If you're a friend of Mr. T's, you can count on him.
How's my baby?
I'm good.
But if you're not, you can count yourself out.
Couldn't give a damn who owns it or what color. Now you see that baby, I'll come back and see to you. You dig it?
If you've got trouble, call T and leave a message. Service is prompt, efficient, and deadly.
We move in on Big's business and the money comes rolling in like waves on the shore. All we gotta do is get rid of Mr. T.
T is on the streets right now.
One man, Chuck. He's just one man. Don't make him sound like a goddamn army.
T has one edge, and that's his cool, but that's enough, baby, because he's thinking all the time. And if he wants your ass, he gets it.
Trouble man is mayhem. Rub him wrong, and he'll blow up in your face.
Before you shoot my man, Abby.
I didn't. You and Jimmy got to go away for a couple of days. Where do you want to go?
For what? What for?
I got some trouble to have.
This is Pete Cockrum. I want to talk to Chalky.
This is T. Chalky's dead. Now I'm coming to get your honky ass.
Looking for trouble, look out, because trouble is here. Trouble man, you jive him, he'll wash you away.
Thank you.
In the background here, we have Marvin Gaye with Don't Mess With Mr. T, and before that, Deep In It, all from the soundtrack to the movie Trouble Man. Oddly enough, Marvin Gaye entered the soundtrack business via the other, more regular Hollywood route. He wanted to act. He actually had appeared in a few hip films beforehand, and he had a good prospect for a movie about the life of one of his heroes, Sam Cooke. However, in a sad bit of irony, Gaye was uncomfortable with taking the role, as he wasn't totally cool with portraying a soul singer who was shot to death, which foreshadowed his own demise in 1984. That's about it for this week's Radio Free Gak. If you missed any part of this week's show, or you'd like to catch up on previous episodes of this show, or any of the other fine shows here on CITR 101.9 FM, grab a podcast. Visit www.citr.ca and click on the schedule or click on podcasts, and they'll all be there. You can also check my website, www.gak.ca, with the four playlists and some links. Once I get home, I'll update it. Coming up in a few short minutes, it's The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, it's Punk Time with Vengeance Is Mine, so don't touch that dial. Next week, I'll step away from the recent run of Blaxploitation soundtracks I've been playing with, and I'll compile odd sort of single tracks from some miscellaneous films. In the meantime, let's close the show with tomorrow's headlining act here at UBC's Thunderbird Stadium. All my B-sides are currently buried on a backup drive that's not cooperating, so from their latest album, In Rainbows, here is Radiohead with All I Need. I hope they play something for, like Worry Wart tomorrow when I'll be there, so hopefully I'll see you. If not, we'll catch you next Monday, so long.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9 or on the web, www.citr.ca. The time is 9 p.m. Stay tuned for The Jazz Show coming right up with Gavin Walker and guest.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee.